Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm. Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
Merciful and all-knowing God of our predecessors, those who loved you first and utmost, we lift our voices to you in prayer, as did they, needing your direction in our walk of faith, asking that the prayers and music we are about to hear will be a stimulus toward godliness and devotion to you. Often, dear God, we limit such devotion to celebrating such occasions that we make special, such as Christmas or Easter or some specific day honoring some person whose life stands out as worthy of remembering, like St. Francis of Assisi or the like. Interestingly, St. Paul, as he wrote to the church members of Colossae, warned that they shall not be judged by the way they observe certain holy days or certain ceremonial pious habits, but instead by Christ-like qualities such as humility, kindness, forbearance, honesty, forgiveness, and the like, with the inner peace of Christ our Lord, those qualities of love that make life worth living. The first day of November is set apart by the Church as All Saints' Day, which in fact is not intended to isolate some people whose names historically adorn certain buildings or towns, but instead recalls those multitudes who be risen with Christ, seeking throughout their lives to live as he did, setting their affections on things above, as Paul said, rather than upon those short-term earthly qualifications. As Horatio Bonar wrote, I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look unto me, thy morn shall rise, and all thy days will be bright. I looked to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun, and in that light of life I'll walk till traveling days be done. We pray for saintliness, our God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me.
Time is now fleeting, the moment
come home. You who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. And though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
Everybody needs a little help sometimes. No one stands alone. It makes no difference if you're just a child like me, or a king upon a throne. For there are no exceptions. We all stand in the light. Everybody needs a friend. Let me tell you of mine. He's my forever friend. My leave me never friend. From darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend. Even when I turn from him and walk away, his love no one can shake. Even when I'm all alone, he's by my side with every breath I take. And sometimes I forget him, my halo fails to shine. Sometimes I'm not his friend, but he is always mine. He's my forever friend. My leave me never friend. From darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend. If you still don't know the one I'm talking of, I think it's time you knew. Long ago and far away, upon a cross, my friend died for you. And if you'd like to meet him, but don't know what to do, ask my friend into your heart, and he'll be your friend too. He's my forever friend. My leave me never friend. From darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend. From darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever. Humble plea,
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed. And our spirits shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute. For the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall on that beautiful shore.
Sowing in the noontide and the dewy eve, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
So sunshine, sowing in the shadows, fearing neither clouds nor winter's chilling breeze.
By and by the harvest and the labor ended, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever, and we only reach that shore by faith, you see. Yes, I want to see my Jesus, shake his hand and hear him greet us when they ring those golden bells for you and me. Don't you hear the bells a-ringing? Can't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis a glory hallelujah jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me. When our days have known their number, when in death we sweetly slumber, when the King commands the spirit to be free, there'll be no more stormy weather. We'll live peacefully together when they ring those golden bells for you and me. Don't you hear the bells a-ringing? Can't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis a glory hallelujah jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me.
Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we close this broadcast. We have been here and feel reminded, as the hymn writer wrote, Jesus bids us shine, first of all for him. Well, he sees and knows it if our light grows dim. He looks down from heaven to see us shine, you in your small corner and my in mine. A young boy riding home from church with his uncle was asked by that man what he learned in Sunday school that morning. The little lad brightly reported that he learned that he was a saint. Before he could explain how, the uncle interjected, Eddie, a nice kid you is, but a saint you ain't. We pray, patient and living God, that you will help us understand that all of life's ups and downs are mollified by our being sanctified by the love of Christ for us on the cross. In the old familiar hymn, Spirit of God, descend upon my heart, George Crowley penned, teach me to love thee as thine angels love, one holy passion filling all my frame. The baptism of the heaven-descended dove, my heart an altar, and thy love the flame. Sanctified by your love, our God, we rest in that blessed assurance that Jesus is indeed ours, that we are heirs of his salvation, and so become his children. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.